Good morning, Dale.
Boy, you do enough good things in your hometown, you never know. They might name something after you.
Well, this is pretty cool. Jason Aldean may be getting his own street in his hometown of Macon, Georgia, as a thank you for helping their children's hospital. The county commission will vote on Jason Aldean Way today.
That is very cool. You know, I've been on city council in Blue Springs for almost 10 years, and I complained so much about a pothole on one of the outer roads off the interstate, they were going to name it after me, the Dale Carter Pothole.
I think that is an honor.
With a sign.
I love it.
And an arrow.
And people can go, like, drape, you know, scarves around the sign.
See?
Or something.
Now you're thinking.
Jake Owen is one recipient of the Arnold Palmer Arnie Award, and he's at the ceremony today in Pebble Beach, California. Jake says, I'll probably cry, and so will my dad, who taught me how to play. Keith Urban's duet with Carrie Underwood, The Fighter, is their new single. They're shooting the video right now. They'll also perform it on the Grammy Awards Sunday night. Garth's 55 today, and Trisha already gave him his yearly homemade German chocolate cake.
By the way, note to Trisha, my birthday is coming up September 27th, and I'm younger than Garth.
And what is your flavor of cake?
You know, chocolate's fine. I'm not into the German chocolate. And, of course, topped with Breyers vanilla bean ice cream.
Oh, yum. One big Super Bowl perk for Luke Bryan was meeting and hanging out with Olympian Michael Phelps. Eric Church has his first full-length virtual reality concert out at Vantage.tv. The 8 cameras give you 180 and 360-degree views from both the audience and the stage. And finally, Kelsea Ballerini's been added to perform on Sunday's Grammys. And Reba sings on Late Night with Seth Meyers tonight. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.